We may not be able to claim the introduction of Christmas trees or Santa Claus, but at least the Christmas card is ours, reportedly. The custom of sending cards was started in 1843 by Sir Henry Cole, a civil servant. For those who like such coincidences, it was also the year Charles Dickens' novella A Christmas Carol was published, which some might say was the template for all Christmases thereafter. As one of the people who set up what was to become the post office, Sir Henry wondered how it could be used by more people. As a result, he and his friend, artist John Horsley, designed the first cards and sold them for a shilling. Now that, in 1843, was a fairly considerable sum. One shilling in 1850 had the purchasing power of about £3.80 today. This means that sending Christmas cards would have been priced out of the reach of most people. Sir Henry's diary entry for the 17th of December 1843 records, "In the evening, Horsley came and brought his design for Christmas cards. The first card had three panels. The outer two panels showed people caring for the poor, and in the middle panel was a family, three generations of Sir Henry's family, having a large Christmas dinner. There were some objections to the card because it depicted a child being given a glass of wine. Only around 1,000 were printed and sold, and if you happened across one in your attic, it is a rare thing, with a value in the thousands of pounds. In 1843, because of the price, the venture was deemed a commercial flop, but Christmas as a celebration was becoming even bigger as Prince Albert's introduction of the decorated Christmas tree took root in British tradition. The second Christmas card was designed by artist William Moore Egley in 1848 and showed a similar scene to its predecessor. The penny post had begun in 1840, and the new post office was able to offer a reasonably priced service because the railway network could be used to transport the mail. Cards became more popular when they could be posted in an unsealed envelope for one halfpenny, half the price of an ordinary letter. Christmas cards began to be produced in large numbers from about 1860, and by the early 1900s, the custom had spread all over Europe and had become especially popular in Germany. Most often, the pictures were of the nativity scene, but in late Victorian times, robins and snow scenes became popular. In his 1954 book, The History of the Christmas Card, George Boudet suggested that the Christmas card from its beginning was more closely associated in the minds of the senders with the social aspect, the festivities connected with Christmas, than with the religious function of the season. And he describes the Victorian craze for Christmas cards as the emergence of a form of popular art. It became customary for more general Christmas greetings to be published in the local newspapers. Pubs and stores would take out display ads thanking their customers and wishing them season's greetings and a happy new year. And now we have social media greetings and email cards soaking up excess card sending. This, however, will not make the slightest difference to those of us who painstakingly work through the address book every year, writing personal messages. And on a current note, this year the partridge in a pear tree appears to have trumped the robin as the bird of choice on cards, while the hare is a fashionable image.